It's the Gutter Show with Andy Heaton, Dan Austin, Simon Hughes and Paul Hogan and me, Rob Gutman. I was slightly thrown there at the start of the show because Andy said the new Partridge is shite. And the first one wasn't so good, but the third one was awesome. We could talk about it instead of transfers because there's frankly not a lot happening at the moment. But we've got things out of narrower things before. I can't think of any metaphors or English language words at the moment. So I'll start with a general look, Simon, at how you think Liverpool's approach to the transfer market might pan out this summer. The club are in a good place. They're in a healthy place. There's in theory, the coffers are relatively full. Even if Liverpool don't win trophies, they'll have come close to major trophies. We've seen Liverpool spend big major surgery the last few summers. I mean, what are you expecting this summer? We were talking off air before you'd heard Klopp saying some stuff at the press conference. And you didn't feel Liverpool were going to do a lot.
Well, he didn't quite say that. He said he wouldn't spend big like they have done on Van Dijk and Alisson. I mean, that interview was done away from the main press conference. So sort of the routine is that he does his TV work and then goes into a separate room. And obviously we have a go at him there. And he was asked a question, you know, about what Liverpool might do. And as we just discussed before, it was quite off the cuff, really. I don't think he expected the question, and he offered what I saw as a very sort of honest answer. I mean, obviously, again, we just discussed before that there is the argument that he could be trying to just encourage the players that he's got at this moment in time. But, I mean, if you actually look at the Liverpool team, aside from that, maybe that number 10 role, you know, that there isn't that necessity to go and buy big, I think. But then if you actually look at what the options that he's got coming up, they're going to change soon. I think he wanted to sign for Kier originally because he knew that Oxlade-Chamberlain was going to be injured. Mm. Although at the time when he tried to sign for Kier, it wasn't made public that Oxlade-Chamberlain's injury was that bad. And yeah. Liverpool had deliberately, I think, kept that away from the public eye for as long as possible so it didn't distract. So he's obviously got him coming back, so he fills that gap in theory. So the whole discussion around you need to sign a number 10, I think, sort of goes away. Although I understand he's not like a creative, you know, playmaker. He's more of a number eight, isn't he? But he'll fill what Klopp wants out of that position in the team, I think. And then you're expecting more again next year off Keita as well, you would think. So that's the one area where you were going to say, if Liverpool were going to spend big, that would be it.